Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Matthew Ferry, the author of Quiet Mind, Epic Life, who has coached over 8,000 top performers to achieve enlightened prosperity since 1993. Mr. Ferry, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, Eric, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, as we mentioned, you're the author of Quiet Mind, Epic Life, and have coached quite a few folks over the years. What is a quiet mind, and why is it important for any entrepreneur and or executive?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, when you have a quiet mind, you're in the present moment, and that's a big deal, because when you're in the present moment, you're free from stress and worry and concern. And according to the American Institute of Stress, 73% of us Americans say that we deal with psychological stress on a regular basis. And for the executive, for the entrepreneur, for the salesperson out there, that's bad news. Because when you're stressed, you don't think clearly. You're not really in the present moment. Your creativity is diminished. Your energy is zapped. And if you're going to achieve your goals, if you're going to create an epic life for yourself, then you want the best version of you to influence every aspect of your business. And the good news is you can learn to quiet your mind so that those debilitating effects begin to disappear. And the even better news is anyone can really, they can develop that skill. That's good news, I think, for everyone.
It certainly is. And who wouldn't want that as well? Now, how did you get on your path to a quiet mind? Touch on that.
Well, Eric, for me, I started on my path when I was 9 years old. I was having these crazy experiences where I felt like I was floating above my body, and I didn't know what it was, but I felt this profound peace, and the experience was so powerful that as an adult, I was driven to find a predictable path to get back to that feeling that I could only describe as all is well. And after personally coaching thousands of people from Wall Street to Main Street, I've discovered I'm not alone. You know, most people just want to feel like all is well. And as a business owner, as an executive, an entrepreneur, it's so powerful to experience that deep trust that everything's going to be okay. And that feeling is achieved by developing a quiet mind.
Now, another question for you, is a quiet mind and an enlightened state the same thing?
That's a really good question. The quiet mind state has been traditionally called enlightenment. But for most people, that seems impossible. But it's not, though. It's actually very attainable. It's very practical. And life is so much better when you're at peace. When you're at peace with things like the political climate, the future of our nation, your kids, money, health, marriage, retirement, you know, peace of mind is the result of enlightenment. And enlightenment is really not a place. It's not a destination. It's just a very empowering framework that you see your life through. And for me, Eric, I define enlightenment as the recognition that the source of life for you is the source of life for everyone and everything, and that we're all one thing expressing itself with infinite variety. And from that perspective, there's no fear. There's nowhere to go. You're not on the hook for anything. And that's incredibly powerful, because when you realize that all the guilt and all the obligation aren't real, you can actually choose what matters. You can choose your purpose. And that's the basis of living a fulfilling life.
Now, also in your book, Mr. Ferry, you talk about the rapid enlightenment process. What is that? Get into some of those details.
You know, the rapid enlightenment process is a proven four-step process to get the mind to quiet down, to stop being so worried and stressed out, so you can focus, so you can take action on what really matters while being completely at peace with your life exactly the way that it is. And it has four components to it. One component is seeing that your mind is not your friend. I mean, Eric, all that mind chatter, that unwanted, uninvited chatter in your head is something that I call the drunk monkey. And the second part of that is that it has a motivation. And if you can remove the motivation for the mind to talk, Well, it stops bugging you with all of this unwanted chatter, and suddenly your intuition and your inspiration comes through. The third part of it is to connect with enlightened perspectives. These are just perspectives that transcend the illusions of survival consciousness. They really admit that all is well. And then that fourth component is to practice something that I call recontextualization. It's a skill. The skill of shifting your perspective from survival-based frameworks that create sort of a stress response to enlightened frameworks, which create a peaceful, joyous response.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Matthew Ferry, the author of Quiet Mind, Epic Life, who has coached over 8,000 top performers to achieve enlightened prosperity since 1993 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, many of your clients, I understand, are on Wall Street. How are they using the rapid enlightenment process to their advantage?
Eric, logic is the foundation for creating steady gains. And emotion blinds you to logic. And that creates unwanted volatility and an increased risk of loss. And so I teach Wall Street executives to use enlightened perspectives because it puts them into the present moment. It allows them to use logic, reason, and rational thinking rather than being swept away by their emotions. Let me step back. I just want to tell you how I got started in this, because I didn't start on Wall Street. I started coaching people in my family real estate sales training business back in 1993. My father is a real estate training legend, and that's really where I cut my teeth on helping high performers quiet their mind. And I made the jump to Wall Street in 2003. And since then, I've coached individuals at Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, Prudential, and many, many hedge funds, CEOs, portfolio managers, global executives. And these are people who potentially have the highest pressure jobs in America. They're competitive, it's political, it's ruthless. And the rapid enlightenment process was really developed to help these Wall Street executives achieve a calm, peaceful state in the middle of what oftentimes feels like a war zone or a pressure cooker.
Now, your goal obviously is for folks that you coach to achieve enlightened prosperity. You've even trademarked those two words. What is enlightened prosperity?
Enlightened prosperity is really simple. Enlightenment is, the way that I define it, is just this experience that all is well. And prosperity comes from the Latin word prosperous, which essentially means doing well. So when your mind goes quiet, you enter into the present moment. And you're overwhelmed with this knowledge, this understanding that all is well when you're in the present moment. And that activates your inner resources, your creativity, your chutzpah, your courage, so that you can take action and do the things that have your life turn out well. So many people get hung up on this word enlightenment because they think that it's about renouncing the world and meditating all the time. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest, that's not very practical. The rapid enlightenment process challenges the status quo. What I teach will get the mind to quiet down in the middle of the chaos of day-to-day life, no meditation required.
And you got to like the sounds of that. Now, looking at it from a business perspective, why is enlightenment so darn good for business?
Well, it is good for business because when you're in the present moment, you unleash your creativity. You become more resourceful. You're easier to work with. You aren't threatened by other people. You don't fear your competition. You don't waste countless hours on lamenting and worrying and fretting about the future. And as leaders, there's nothing more powerful than being calm and confident at the helm of your business. When your mind goes quiet, that's how you feel. And that's a strategic advantage. That's something that very few executives and entrepreneurs have in their pocket. That negative chatter, that worry and fear, they're a hidden threat to our peace, our clear thinking, and those powerful mental states that can make such a powerful impact on our bottom line.
Well, Mr. Ferry, certainly have appreciated your time and your visit with us here today. As we conclude, what are some of the practices that our listeners can start doing to create a quiet mind today?
I think you start very, very simply. The first thing to do is an awareness exercise. So awareness makes you flexible. That reveals new options, and options really give you power. So you start with awareness. You start to admit that your mind, all of that chatter in your head, is not actually your friend. It's not really on your side. It's not trying to get you to accomplish your goals. If you step back and just really get honest about the nonstop chatter in your head, you begin to see that what I call the drunk monkey, that negative chatter in your head, it's focused on helping you to stay alive longer, to gain more, to get acceptance, to get appreciation, to gather, to not be harmed, et cetera, et cetera. But for most of us, we're not really in a position where that kind of thinking is effective. It's not on point with our strategy. It's not on point with our goals. So just admit that your mind is not your friend. And then I think the second thing that you can do, which is so simple, is just to start questioning the underlying motivation of your worries, doubts, and concerns. I think you'll discover that you accidentally conclude that you're in a negative situation when you're not. You're in a thriving situation. And this will bring about a lot of peace.
Certainly do appreciate that parting advice, and once again for joining us. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on you, connect with you, as well as more information on Quiet Mind, Epic Life, and where they could pick up the book. Where can they get further details in all regards?
Well, they can track me down at my name, MatthewFerry.com, MatthewFerry.com, and they can find my book and programs and free stuff there.
And that certainly sounds like a winner. Thanks for those resources as well. Again, Mr. Ferry, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Ferry, the author of Quiet Mind, Epic Life, who has coached over 8,000 top performers to achieve enlightened prosperity since 1993. And for all the details, visit MatthewFerry.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.